November 9, 2022. It's a Watch for Pedro show.
Thank you. So we just watch as the clouds go by and jump out thinking that we can fly. Just a little closer if you dare. Don't look now, you are falling down, 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 down. Don't look down, we are falling down, 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 down. You've done this all before. You fell too fast, you left me far behind. It's easy to see how the things could go wrong, but you still have the key to my heart. I don't see how we could stay apart. You told me to you as before. Don't look now, you are falling. Your feet, the door is open wide. I'm finding it easy to see what's outside. And I just watch as you close your mind. You don't think that we should get this high. But you'll be closer if you.
Watch for Pedro Show. Happy Wednesday. Started off with John Coltrane live at the Newport Jazz Festival in 1958 with Miles Davis. Two bass hit. Great tune. Then we had Alpha Cat, Horse to Water. And speaking of Alpha Cat, because of those incredible Skype engineers from Estonia, I got Alpha Cat. Elizabeth. Welcome aboard for the fourth time.
I know. It's great. I love talking to you.
Yeah. Well, since we last talked, what has happened?
Well, I realized that the last record I put out was not mastered well and that there were things on it that I didn't have, so I decided to remix it and remaster it.
So what you're saying is no new songs, but reimagine old songs.
you know, added harmonies, added instrumentation, you know, the original To My Horror when I put the CD in my car stereo had so much bottom end that it was unlistenable, and I, you know, it might, you know, my mastering engineer, mixing mastering engineer passed away late last year and kind of left me with files that I didn't know what to do with, so I had to scramble. And because I updated my Mac OS, I couldn't get Pro Tools back, which I'm actually really good at. So I had to do it all in GarageBand, which is a thing. It became a thing.
Well, GarageBand, it comes on every Mac, right? For free.
Yeah.
Like every cat who buys a Mac can, like, get recording. Joe Biza, 70 yeah. years old. He's recording himself. I mean, Elizabeth, in the old days, there was such a gap, and maybe in your own situation too, between the musician and the cat who recorded you.
Right.
Well, it's sort of like if you wanted to write a story, you had to tell somebody to write, and you couldn't write it down yourself, right?
You mean songwriting?
Well, I was using like a metaphor thing. No, like a literature. Well, let's say you didn't know how to write. You'd have to talk to somebody and they would write it down for you.
Right, right. I get the metaphor now.
That's what it's for. That's what the metaphor is for.
Well, I'm pretty good with metaphors, but I slipped on that one. I apologize. Well,
look, you're a songwriter. Songwriters use metaphor big time, right? Like this video you sent me. Oh, my God.
I know, right?
Right? What are metaphors for?
That one, I gave him his head with that. Like, not in the way that it might sound. I let him do kind of what he wanted, and then I just guided him and asked for certain changes and, you know, move things around. But
the initial thing was his take on your tune, right?
Yeah, because I said, you know, this song is not really linear, you know, so much, and it's not, it's just a bunch of metaphors, and I don't know how you tell a story with that, so why don't you see what you come up with?
Yeah.
Oh, Mike Shapiro came up with that.
Yeah. I mean, the whole artistic process can be really trippy if you think about it. It don't have to be so assembly line.
Yeah, I mean, I love collaborating so much that I've had a lot of fun with these different animators, but he's the one that I've worked with the most, and he's almost finished with the video for Wichita,
Wichita
is already gorgeous.
But you know what I want to play next is Mona Lisa in a comic book.
Okay.
Because I love it.
A square peg in a round hole, but no one will ever know. Jumped his long legs in the economy road, but you'll never hear him complain. He's a jaguar in a Chevrolet. Mona Lisa.
Thank you. torment. All of these mountain-like jewels manifest lands like
these days it doesn't seem it ever mattered if you see what's green or eyes are blue. Last time I looked, my eyes were clear and you were wiser than you knew. You hide behind your irony and words that mock your death. And when at last your heart is broken, now there's more to you than this. But if you keep on showing up, then you have found that you can trust those words for something, baby. That ain't you. You told me in another world you needed something more. Then you asked for me to wait for you, and you didn't even come. Gotta believe that you called me for a reason. You bust into my If everyone believes in fate, then what has taken it so long to finish what it started then and bring you home to me? So I ask myself, why do you shadow me? I didn't ask for this. A long time since I've had to love, well, anyone but me. Then the cards say it is matter. Secret forces leading those whose lives belong together, but it's hard to believe. Everyone asks the same question, when will Venus smile on me? Everybody wants to know the answer, when will Venus smile on me? You told me something more, and then you asked for me to love you, and you didn't even come. You hide behind your irony and words that mock your death, and when at last your heart is broken, no, there's more to you than this.
Walk for Pedro show. That chunk of music started off with Alpha Cat doing Mona Lisa in a comic book. Then we had Pineapple Empress, Brand New, In This Light. Crushed by Pimps, Benjamin Refuses to Die. Controllers, Hot Stumps, Brand New from 99 Letters, Siren. And B. Jones, Under Surveillance. Kusha Aurora, Eyes on Me Rhythm. The Incalculable by Alex Klein, Flower Garland Orchestra. This is a drummer twin brother. Nails cut. Body Kite with Ear Canal Replacement Surgery. Bahan Boy, Cat on a Arkin, Garthdale. And finally, Venus Smile RX. Alpha Cat. And you were talking about Venus, right?
Yeah. I mean, it started out as just kind of a, you know, pining for love song. But then, you know, the more I listened to it, the more I realized that it was really about the mythology of Venus, is that she's the goddess of not only love, but creativity and, well, mainly love, creativity. So it was sort of like, I think when I wrote that song, I hadn't written anything in a little bit. And so writing it was kind of a way of Venus smiling on me, and just in itself, because I got this song out, you know, and I wrote this in a hotel room in South Beach with screaming, drunk, and college kids running around.
The worst. Can I ask you about the title? Because I've noticed that sometimes you like to put RX at the end of your titles.
Well, I don't, this is the first time I've done that, but it's just for this remix, because...
Oh, that's an abbreviation for remix?
No, it's an abbreviation for retrograde.
Okay, because I got it from Wichita and All in Your Head.
Right, all the ones
okay,
that I
so
redid.
Maybe that's a fuck-up on Watt's part.
It's not a fuck-up. I mean, it bears explaining because...
When I see RX, I usually think of medicine. Is that weird? Is that wrong?
That's normal. It's just
well, I hate that word normal. So
yeah, when I put up the songs on different platforms, I need to have a way to distinguish them from the other songs.
Okay.
The other mixes, you know what I mean?
So they're not exactly the correct title. Okay.
Well, the title is the title, and then the RX is just that it's from the retro.
Yeah, but retro. For an idiot and Pedro who don't know that, he understands now. He has been enlightened.
You're not an astrologer, so why would you know that?
So when I see the RX, I'm thinking medicine. I don't know.
Well, it's probably
but tell me about the Venus Smiles video.
The video? Did I send you that?
No. You said it's coming. It's Mike Shapiro, right?
Wichita is coming.
Oh, Wichita's coming.
Yeah.
Okay. Fucked up again, but you know Wichita has the RX too. We're gonna play that later in the show, people.
You have to say
so
the RX.
How did you meet Mike Shapiro?
Online. I put out an ad.
Okay.
We've been working together for a couple of years now. We've become quite close friends.
Yeah, great. Because of course. Every song's got its own little spirit being that the creator imagined, but I think that video is a trip. Thank you much.
There are some things in there that make me slightly uncomfortable, believe me, but I let him stay in because he seemed attached to them. I asked for slight changes, but all in all, if you're thinking about everything that goes through your head and all the things that you are unconscious of and, like the mice dancing was a different spot. And I said, well, that should go over It's Your Mother, It's Your Lover. That's the kind of things that we did.
Okay, yeah. It's like me trying to dance with a kick drum. Look, we're at the end of the first hour. November 9, 2022, Dish Wap Pedro Show special guest, Alpha Cat. Hold tight for hour two. November 9, 2022, it's the second hour of the Wap for Pedro Show.
the shock of something real. A hazy picture, a promise wasted. We've tried some to forget. Synchronous engagement, the physics of attraction.
Black dress.
You know there's nothing to these schoolgirl fantasies. But you take this licking cause the clock keeps on ticking. That flying angels say there's no show. But you gotta go deeper, it's the only way out. Only way out. I still love somebody.
Beneath his arm. walked away.
Watt from Pedro Show. Start off the second hour with Orbit. No RX, people.
Right.
Okay. Then Rahu. Side A. This is Jean Hutai Sosa Mahara Ferrandini. Many apologies to people of Portugal for destroying their language. I'm sorry. Then we had Noisuka, Fetish number 2. Alpha Cat after that, Black Hole. I Still Love Somebody. Samuel Locke Ward out of Iowa. Iowa City, in fact. And then finally, Straw Hat by Alpha Cat. Oh, shit. Also, we played Every Day You Break My Heart. So, this new record, it's reimagined because of there was technical problems. But what about what went into the songs? You really thought I'd give it another throw.
Yeah, because I really wasn't doing well when I was recording those, and I had to stop and take some time off, and, you know, they kind of resurfaced, and I found this amazing mixing mastering person, Brett Thorngren, from a Pro Tools class I'd taken. I got certified in 9. I don't know what year that was, but that's how we got connected. And then he mixed the whole Thatched Roof Glass House. He remastered Pearl Harbor 2020. And he mixed and mastered these songs, but he unfortunately passed away before he could finish them. And then I was like, you know, stumbling in the dark trying to figure out how to finish them. Because had come out that July, and it was, he died in September, and then I had to wait for his wife to be able to pull the tapes out, and then that didn't work out, and because nobody could make sense of them, because he was like Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind. If it was Russell Crowe, was it?
You're talking about, like, he had his own way of doing things. What killed him? Cancer?
Doing things, yeah. Like,
what killed him, Elizabeth?
What killed him?
Yeah.
Well, he was shot. I don't want to say any more than that.
Okay. But anyway, you had to learn another way to get your music out because you lost him.
Yeah, but I've got to find somebody new for the next batch. Because I don't want to do this. I wanted to use GarageBand to write with, not to make, you know, mixes and masters for radio. It's just not really, it's far from ideal, let's put it that way. And I may, you know, at some point, if I'm not forced to upgrade my LS for some other reason, I may be able to wait it out and get Pro Tools again, which I do know how to use. And then I'd have a lot more control, but thing is, like, having somebody else's ears on it, who has their own vision and their own, you know, interpretation of where things should be.
Like a perspective.
Yeah. It's invaluable, you know. I mean, I don't think it's good to just create solely on your own.
You know, William Parker was on the show last episode, and he was saying, you know, free jazz, all that, there's still some kind of structure. There's still some kind of way of getting stuff together.
Well, it's an intuitive structure, and it's like a meeting of the minds, you know, it's like you're psychically communicating with the other people.
Okay, yeah. I was way into that. And And so, do you have waiting a batch of tunes? You're just waiting for these technical things to solve?
No, I'm starting to write. I have a bunch of lyrics that I wrote over the course of the pandemic. So I'm starting to write music to the lyrics.
Ah, okay. Yeah, because I ask songwriters this all the time, if they got notebooks, or do they write on demand? Hey, we need words for this tune. Or, people collect, because other experiences is life, right? Not on demand for a tune, like something strikes you in a moment.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I've always written the melody and the lyrics and the rhythm guitar parts, the acoustic guitar parts, all by myself. And then the rest of the guys come in and do their thing. But I've actually invited a few people that I've worked with in the past to collaborate on songs because I have so many lyrics. And I feel like it would be a good idea to branch out and get different perspectives on the words. I don't know if it's going to work out or not, but I just really like collaborating, and I've never done it as a songwriter per se, you know, writing the songs.
What I was meaning about with the words was like they're from like a trove. They're like from a collection. And they're not brought at the demand like maybe a part is musically if you're jamming with somebody. I mean, I know there's words like that where people bring them right to the moment when the drummer and the bass man and, you know, they're all going, right? But a lot of times, yeah, they're prepared beforehand. Or this other idea, what I was trying to suggest, you've got this trove, you've got this backlog, this stuff that you've written and kept in notebooks.
Well, I'm an Aquarius, so they're on my computer.
Well,
yeah.
Okay.
I had a notebook.
I didn't mean to be literal.
And I lost it. I can't find it.
I didn't mean to be literal. Sorry. It could be on a computer. There's no problem.
It's kind of a joke, but yeah.
There's no problem. What I'm saying is, the music that they're attached to is down the road and hasn't been imagined yet.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. Whatever the way you recorded them, it's not totally from memory. You wrote them down. You know, they're down there, and that kind of what I suggested marked a period in your life.
Yeah, I mean, the thing about these new lyrics are they really kind of go there in a way I haven't before. They're not so metaphorical that they don't. I mean, they're kind of more like every day you break my heart. Like, they're kind of like laying it out. Not all of them, but they're much more, I think, much more vulnerable. Because it's like I'm exposing myself as a person rather than hiding behind metaphors. I mean, there's metaphors in them, but they're not all metaphors, you know?
No, I mean, I'm thinking of this sailor song, right? Blow the man down, fatty, blow the man down. I mean, I don't think there's a lot of metaphor going there. It's very practical. But I think that's more up to the listener. What I'm saying is, I think it worked for you. It helped you get feelings out. Then it's a success.
No, don't believe me. I love my stuff. I really do. I it's all stuff that I work really hard to get to the point where it is ready to be recorded. And, you know.
So tell me about the next batch.
Well, like I was saying, they're just much more vulnerable and much more out there on the table. Like, let's just say some of my family members may not be pleased. And the word may should be replaced with will. They will not be pleased.
Okay.
I had to get it out.
Yeah, you were telling me that the way the words come is also with the music. So what do you compose mainly? Do you compose mainly on acoustic guitar?
I have so far, yeah. I'm thinking of trying to start writing on the electric this time.
Have you ever tried the trip? I did this with my first opera because I'd always have the bass in my hand, and you know. But I decided to do it on the bicycle. Think of the songs while you're riding the bicycle. Have you ever wrote music without the guitar in your hand?
Oh yeah, like I've woken up and had a lyric and a melody in my head, and then I just had to go and like find it on the guitar.
Guitar was second, yeah, okay.
They all kind of came about in different ways. Some vastly different, some not so different.
What about using a personal pronoun I?
I think that I've tried to avoid it primarily so far, but I mean, I haven't looked at my lyrics for a little while because I've been busy with this promotion, but I don't know if I use I a lot in that. I think it's more you.
No, because...
Day.
I was just trying to relate to it personally in my own fucking songwriting. And I was one like, yeah, I'm kind of afraid of that.
Of saying I?
Or using it in a song. When you write a song, is it saying or is it making a piece?
What do you mean?
Yeah, because sometimes... When I look back, like a song, I have songs now I wrote 40 years ago. Uh-huh. 42 years ago.
Well, I've resurrected some poems that I wrote for this new batch and turned them into lyrics. Yeah. And I have a poem by this young man on my label. That is how we got close, because I asked him, I read it on his Instagram, and I asked him if I could use it to write a song, and now he's on my label.
Well, it's one of those early songs I wrote 42 years ago. I used the personal pronoun I big time. And well, the connection, I'll tell you about the connections. Instant Ham, what you're talking about. Get this. Black Flag guys were handing out flyers to one of their first gigs. And we end up SST002. I mean, it's strange about connects. They can happen.
What is SST002?
SST was a record. It's a record label.
Oh.
Ended up being the second record. Yeah. Black Flag, Husker Du, Meat Puppets, you know, Bad Brains, Sonic Youth.
Mm-hmm.
These guys, Second Trust on this label. And we were right at the beginning, and we had just met them handing out flyers. We didn't know them at all. It was just... Well, the gig, the flyer that they were handing out had our name, San Pedro, in it. We couldn't believe there was going to be a punk gig. This is 1978. We didn't know there was going to be a punk gig. Yeah, Pedro. And they couldn't believe there was a punk band in Pedro. So they said, do you want to open up?
Well,
totally random. Totally random. Totally random.
So they had not heard your music.
No. We just lived in the town where they were going to have the gig. You got to understand, punk in the old days was really hated. So people that were into it were, like, very rare. You know, I think it was, like, kind of in the real old days of hippies with long hair.
Yeah.
And most people didn't have it. And dudes who did, I mean, this before Charlie Manson and bullshit like that, you could kind of trust because they must be getting a lot of shit. A lot of hell, you know. What is it, the hammer that stands up and gets nailed down? Or the nail that stands up gets hammered down or some shit like that. I'm not... Of course, it gets worked into jive like anything else, just pose and shit. But I think in the early days of movement, that stuff is kind of authentic. That's what I experienced.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, me too.
So, again, about the new batch, you say you're going to be more vulnerable.
I'm going to be what? Wedding?
More vulnerable.
Certainly more honest, more open.
Yeah, yeah.
The process is going to make my family vulnerable as well, which is why I said they won't be happy, but
But Pearl Harbor, right? Very solid, very focused.
Well, that was a song that I had the music completely written and arranged 2 years before I got the lyrics. And then we had a gig on Pearl Harbor Day, and I said, I'm going to write a song about Pearl Harbor. And that music, I pulled that music out, and I think I wrote it in a day. And it was literally because I wasn't ready to write it because there were events that happened that had to happen for me to have that perspective before I could write the words.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to get at. Like, it's event driven, right? There's, although you say you got the backlog, you got the trove, not in a notebook on the computer.
Well, in the notebook that I can't find with everything I don't remember how to play on it, and it just vanished. Which I'm pretty peeved about, to be honest. I'm like, what the fuck? You know, like, it was right here, and now I must have put it somewhere to clean up for a party, and now I can't find it in any place that would make sense or anywhere else. Although I'm just thinking now one more place I could look, but...
No, but you read about these cats like Franz Kafka. They wanted the shit burned.
They weren't live performers either. Yeah. And, you know, if I want to do gigs again, then I need more songs than I have currently,
What I was going to say was his buddy, right, Max Brode, he didn't respect his wishes and didn't burn it and kept it. That's how we can read The Castle and America, The Trial.
Yeah, when I was in high school or college, actually, maybe, for some reason I took German. I don't know why, but we read that in German.
He wrote it in German. He lived in Prague, but he spoke German. He didn't speak Czech. There's a museum there, and they got all his letters to his pop, a lot of them, that you could see in his own hand. Trippy cat. He died tuberculosis, same age John Coltrane, Edgar Allan Poe. 40. Look, we're at the end of the second hour. November 9, 2022. This is Waf Pedro, your special guest, Alpha Cat. Hold tight for hour 3. November 9, 2022 is the third hour of the Waf Pedro show.
Somewhere past Wichita, that girl caught up with you. Invisible wire with no strings to bind. Floating past mountain tops, I fell in love with them. Reflected in mine, I saw your connection, electricity finds you, that girl from Wichita, using up your time.
attention. It's underground, it's on the surface, so elusive, so pervasive. It's
Walk for Pedro show. Start off the third hour. Alpha Cat, Wichita. No RX at all imagined. Emily Robb after that with Saucer. And then All in Your Head. The audio. And not the RX version. Yeah. Watt's going to amend his playlist here, okay? Alpha Cat. And back with Alpha Cat. Elizabeth. Okay. So, the new batch is a new band. For sure a new recording cat, right? Because you lost it, unfortunately.
Those are the same guys that played on Thatched Roof.
Oh, okay.
And actually, they're lined up. They're both up for playing on whatever new stuff I come up with, but I've got to write it first. So I have a drummer and I have an amazing guitar player, Doug Pettibone. He's played with Lucinda and he played with John Mayer now, I think. And amazing drummer Jason Smith. And Jason's the reason I went out to LA to make the record that turned into these two records. And I've actually asked both of them if they want to collaborate on a song and like write melodies for some of the words. So, you know, as far as having a band, like, could I go out and do a gig tomorrow? Absolutely not. Probably not for months because, A, I'm totally out of practice with my playing, and B, I want to start writing this new stuff, and I have 2 years of taxes to do that are over due. Which, you know, thank the computer. I had done like 8 months worth of credit card deductions and they just vanished from my desktop and never to be found again. So I had to start over again. And it was pretty discouraging, to be honest.
Yeah. Well, yeah, real life gets in the way, right?
I mean, I'm not a fan of paperwork, let's put it that way.
Well, let me play you a song here, Monsters. You can't do it.
You can stop yourself, but if you're too excited, you can't do it. Just listen to my song. You can't do it if you're doing that, because you just can't.
Thank you.
back of your hand.
y son más solidarias en la adversidad.
and won't hold me long. Convictions are deep, they're as solid as steel.
Thank you.
believe, as I always have, in freedom. The freedom which rests on the sense of responsibility. And cities here in Spain and America and everywhere. We, the workers. We are not in the least afraid of ruins. The bourgeoisie might blast and ruin its own world before it leaves a stage of history. We carry a new world here. In our hearts, that world is growing in this minute.
Warning!
Watch for Pedro show. Last music for this edition. That chunk started off with Monsters. You Can't Do It from Alpha Cat. Then Horta 2 with Derudy, A Life in 8 Parts. Shiver. Board after that with Hurricane Fern Gully. Ray Shen, Bad Tractor, and The Big Job. And finally, Pearl Harbor, Alpha Cat. Tell me about Monsters.
Monsters was written about this guy that I was seeing informally, let's say. But we were kind of best friends with benefits, and it was kind of about the way that he, you know, no matter how close we'd get, he would always say nothing's changed. And also, literally, every time I went to his place in Williamsburg, the bed was in a different place. Like he was constantly moving his bed. So that's how I got the idea of, you know, every day your bed's in a different place, but the monsters always find you. Because they do. You know, it's like obviously the monsters under the bed for children. And the intro, which was my bass player at the time, 3-year-old daughter, that was just completely, she improvised that, but it was so perfect. You know, you can't do it if you're doing that because you just can't do it. You know, it was like, oh my God, like that's so perfect for this intro. Because that's what the monsters tell you, that you can't do it.
Yeah, okay.
But they lie to you.
You can't do it is actually what the monsters are saying. Or trying to present.
Yeah.
Okay. And Pearl Harbor, that was written on demand. You had to write it because of the situation. And then there was
I chose to write it we had a gig on Pearl Harbor Day, and I thought it would be cool, and I pulled out this music that I had already written 2 years previously, and it just flowed right out of me because of these things that had happened in the meantime.
But they were kind of coincidences, though.
The thing that happened?
Well, it's just the way certain kind of stuff fell together. I mean, all your songs aren't written that way. It seems like Monsters, much, much different than Pearl Harbor.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I hate to use the word pride, but I sort of pride myself on the fact that I write songs that are different from each other, as opposed to every song sounding the same.
Yeah, assembly line a certain kind of formula. So
I don't know what's going to come out until it comes out, and I like it, and then I write it down and I practice it a million times, and then it's in me, it's in my body, and I don't have to worry about it.
But one common thing is the guitar.
The common thing, the acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
But I play it a little differently, you know, I don't just strum, like I pick...
Well, you told me that you did some songs in your head without the guitar. Like, remember I was telling you about me trying to do that, because I always wrote with the bass in my hand.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's only the one time that I woke up with like this line in my head that was like a song. And I just wrote the song from there, but... They come out differently, you know. It's like the muse comes in different forms.
Okay. And this stuff that we've been playing on the show here, this redone stuff, where can people find it?
Well, I believe it's up on all the streaming services by now. But it isn't. Each song has the RX at the end to distinguish it from the Venus Smile record. And it's now up for sale on my website, which, as some people may not know, if you buy it from my website, I actually get money from that, as opposed to stream.
Elizabeth, would you please say your website URL?
Alphacat.band.
Spell it out, please.
ALPHACAT.BAND.
Okay, people, you can go there, get the new album. We've been listening to this show, which is kind of a redux of the stuff before that. But coming down the pipe is new batch, right?
Hopefully, sooner rather than later.
And when you get that done, you come back on, please?
I absolutely would come back on. I love coming on.
What's the process? Do they actually come in the same room, or do you trade files?
Well, for the original recordings, we were in the studio, and I like to work one-on-one, so I would sit in the room with the drummer when he did his parts, and I would sit in the room with the guitarist when he did his parts, okay, and the bassist. But for the things that I did, you know, the additional tracks that I added, or the additional instrumentation and vocals that I added, it was done remotely, yeah. I sent them files, and they sent me back files.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's just curious. I've made whole albums with cats I've never even met. Thank you so much for being on the show, though, truly. And I can't wait to hear what comes out with this new batch. So let me know.
Okay,
thank you, Elizabeth. Been the November 9th, 2022 edition. What? Pedro Show, keep your powder dry.